And welcome to Philadelphia Focus. I'm Laura Lewis, and today with us we have Ann John. She is the president of the Pennsylvania Bar Association. Welcome, Ann. Welcome.
Good morning, Laura. Thank you. Thank you for including me on your program.
It has been a while since we have had the PBA sitting across from me here. And so for anyone who is unfamiliar with the work that you do for the profession and for the public, do you want to give us the mission statement for the Pennsylvania Bar Association?
I'd be happy to. The Pennsylvania Bar Association is the largest voluntary organization of lawyers in Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Bar Association counts among its mission the promotion and protection of the legal profession and the rights of all Pennsylvania citizens and access to justice for all. Laura, our members benefit from the connections that matter, and all of these connections that we make through the Pennsylvania Bar Association are with legal colleagues, informational resources, and the communities that we call home. I believe that it's very important that as part of our profession, we recognize that we are leaders in our communities as well as the profession. And the Pennsylvania Bar Association promotes that. We strive to promote justice. We strive to educate the public about access to justice. So we are an organization that serves our members and the community.
As part of your overall mission statement, it talks about the honor, the dignity of the bar. It talks about diversity as well, and the cordial intercourse among the lawyers of Pennsylvania. And I'm going off topic here. I was going to ask you a little bit later on about your presidency. You are the president for the 2019-20 term. It's May to May. Your initiative, you picked something along those lines, civility, as your mission for your term.
That's absolutely right. I've been practicing for many years. I'm at an age where the number of years isn't always as relevant as the breadth of the experience. And what I have learned, both as part of my upbringing and as part of my practice, is that civility is vital to everything we do. And the respect that we show for each other and for the courts that we appear before is important to ourselves, to our colleagues, to our clients, and our communities. Because if we can treat each other with civility and respect, then we promote and enhance the practice of law and, by extension, our interactions with the community in general. I created a committee this year for civility in the profession, and it embraces that mission. And it's part of the planning, the presenting of continuing legal education, other programs, other initiatives. All of those resources are available to our members, and this committee pulls together those resources and promotes civility within our profession.
In these contentious times, the idea of civility and procedure is almost unheard of.
Well, civility, I think, is inherent in what we do. We are part of a profession that serves those who need a means of accessing the justice system. We provide that means. So it's important for us when we are stepping into situations where folks are having a difficult time and there is contention, it's important for us to be the ones who provide reason and respect and an ability to understand the law and have the law work for them and with them. I use a hashtag, I lead with you. I've been using that this year. I try to put it out there wherever I can because I firmly believe that as president of the bar, it's my duty not only to lead our members, but to lead with our members. All of our members are leaders. We are leaders in the community. We are leaders to our clients. And we are leaders of the justice system. And I believe that we need to show that leadership with one another.
Let's go back where I should have started with the services that the bar offers. You touched on continuing legal education, ethics, and continuing education, which is vital for the attorneys.
Absolutely. Every attorney in Pennsylvania, in order to remain active, must complete the continuing legal education requirements annually. And the Pennsylvania Bar Institute is the continuing legal education arm of the Pennsylvania Bar Association. So members and non-members can access absolutely tremendous continuing legal education sessions and full-day institutes. Some are two-day institutes that provide them with the resources and the education that is vital to our practice. And I want to point out that the PBI is a recipient of Best of 2019 from the Legal Intelligencer for continuing legal education as a provider. So that is something certainly that stands out, and I believe we serve our members and the community very well by providing continuing legal education through the PBI.
And ethics is an important part of the learning process.
There are ethics credits that must be completed every year, and ethics can be accessed in many forms. The valuable sessions that PBI provides and the Bar Association gives access to its members are vital to what we do, because in serving our clients, we must be ethical, and we have to show them that we are leaders in ethical situations as well. So those credits are, of course, required, and they can access them through PBA and PBI. We also provide our members with an ethics opinions and ethics hotline, and the hotline is available for members. The ethics opinions are advisory only, and of course they're not binding on the disciplinary board or on any other court, but they give our members guidance. And guidance is what we're all about as a profession. So that is one of the services available to our members, and it is through our Legal Ethics and Professional Responsibility Committee. That's one of many committees within the Bar Association. We have over 70 committees. We have many sections that members can join. And as I said, the Civility and Professionalism Committee is one of my new committees. We've also created a Legal Academics Committee to provide legal educators and academics with a home within the Pennsylvania Bar Association. So I'm very excited about those two initiatives.
The Bar Association gives attorneys an excellent opportunity to interact with each other and actually meet and work together on projects. Usually you meet someone in an adversarial situation, but through the bar, attorneys are able to work together towards that greater goal, and that is legal justice for all of us.
That's exactly right. And through the Bar Association, we have regular meetings. We have regular gatherings where members of the profession on all sides of an issue. We have plaintiff's lawyers, defense lawyers, prosecutors, counsel for defendants. We have a wonderful, amazing pro bono program through the Bar Association. And through the pro bono program, there are many resources that are available to the community. We have something called Wills for Heroes. And Wills for Heroes is actually run by our Young Lawyers Division. Wills for Heroes is an amazing, I was going to say it's a wonderful, but it is really an amazing opportunity for our lawyers to volunteer to provide free basic estate planning documents to first responders and military veterans in Pennsylvania. So Wills for Heroes provides police, fire, emergency medical personnel, other first responders, and military veterans, those folks who are on the front line of our personal safety. It provides them with the tools they need to prepare adequately for the future. Programs are staffed by lawyer volunteers, and they're offered at the meeting halls and police and fire stations where the first responders are located. And I would urge you to look on the PBA website, which is www.pabar.org, for those events that may be happening in your local area. They're wonderful, and they're a means of giving back to those who give so much to all of us.
You know, I was going to ask you about that when we started talking about how the public interacts with the bar. But since you brought it up, now if somebody is interested and wants to do that and wants to initiate one themselves, do they reach out to you?
Reach out to the Pennsylvania Bar Association, and you will be put in touch with the right individual who will start working to make the arrangements to get that going.
Now, let's wrap up, though. Your services to the profession itself, you offer services in the most mundane things, the office.
Absolutely. Law practice management is a huge tool that is so important. It's something that is used by both those in large firms and solo and small practice practitioners. Members have access to a dedicated law practice management coordinator and the resources that are available through that coordinator. So they can get information about everything from starting their practice to closing and finalizing their practice and all of the challenges that are in between. So things such as human resources, financial management, technology, marketing, record management. There's a myriad of resources that are available through our law practice management. We also have a career center, and we provide online career services for members through the partnership with Your Membership, which is a provider of web-based career centers for niche audiences. And that offers members and non-member lawyers access to job posting and career resources and the ability to upload resumes or post jobs. So it covers both ends of the spectrum, and it, again, is a tremendous resource.
Back in the day, you know, before online services were available, starting up a practice was prohibitive for someone. And with services like this, it means that you really are able to spread the practices in a greater area.
Absolutely. One of the most valuable things is that the PBA is what we call your other partner. And for solo and small firm practitioners, and I practice in a small town in Fayette County in southwestern Pennsylvania, so I utilize these things myself. I take advantage of resources such as Casemaker, which is a legal research tool that is available as part of my membership in the PBA. I take advantage of some of the other services that are available. So it is an amazing benefit. We have a section called the Solo and Small Firm section that actually allows everyone to join. Everyone is welcome to join that section, whether they're part of a large firm or a solo practitioner, because what we found is the needs of our attorneys really cross all of those lines. We are a very diverse organization. We embrace that diversity. And that diversity is something that covers all areas of practice, and we offer something for every attorney. And we're very proud that every attorney has a place, has a home within the PBA.
Advocacy is also a really important part of what you do. And how does the PBA advocate for the public?
Well, the Pennsylvania Bar Association is the voice of the legal profession in Pennsylvania. In fact, the PBA has been recognized by the Supreme Court as the organization most representative of Pennsylvania lawyers. It's most broadly representative of the members of the bar of this Commonwealth. And our legislative department works closely with legislators and their staffs in representing the views of the legal profession. We have full-time staff lobbyists who monitor legislation and who work with the lawmakers on the development of new legislation, and they communicate the PBA's positions on issues before the General Assembly. So those full-time lobbyists and our full-time practitioners have a voice in Pennsylvania.
You really our watchdog to say, well, this one is going to open up a large can of worms.
Well, the Bar Association serves its members and the community in so many different ways. And we provide information, not just to the lawyers, but to the general public. For instance, last year, an important piece of legislation called the Clean Slate Law was passed. And the Clean Slate Law is important to possibly hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvanians with old and minor criminal convictions, or who were arrested but not convicted. And Pennsylvania should be proud to say that it is the first state in the country to pass Clean slate. And what clean slate does is it expands criminal record sealing to include more types of offenses, including some first-degree misdemeanors that can even be sealed by filing petition. Now, there are, of course, requirements to be eligible for that, and there are certain guidelines, and the law establishes what must be done in order to be eligible. So there is a program that was created by actually Community Legal Services in partnership with the Pennsylvania Bar Association to provide free legal consultation to Pennsylvanians to help screen to determine if they may be eligible for the provisions of Clean Slate legislation. My Clean Slate is the website, mycleanslatepa.com. So if anyone is interested in finding out if they're eligible for that program, they should visit mycleanslatepa.com.
And, of course, when you're looking for jobs, it's basically erasing that little check mark off when you are applying to continue your life.
My Clean Slate provides an opportunity to seal records. Now, of course, law enforcement and others who need the information as part of important services, law enforcement, of course, is still entitled to that information. But it seals the records of those who are eligible. So for those who are eligible, it provides an important resource in their ability to get jobs and even housing.
Let me get this in real quick. I'm Laura Lewis. This is Philadelphia Focus. Today we are talking to Ann John, president of the Pennsylvania Bar Association. If you'd like information about anything that we are talking about today, of course, the place to go, pabar.org. We'll repeat that at the end of the show. Finding the right attorney for a job is kind of mind-boggling to a lot of us. And one of the things that you do for us is referral services.
Absolutely. The Pennsylvania Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service refers callers to lawyers in those counties that do not have a referral service of their own. And that's many of our counties. The service covers 45 of the 67 counties in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And our service handles approximately 50 referral calls a day, and that works out to about 10,000 lawyer referral service referrals per year. Lawyers participate in the service on a voluntary basis, and they indicate the area of the law in which they'll accept referrals. So computerization will also ensure that lawyers are rotated automatically by county according to the type of case. And again, for those who are interested in accessing the lawyer referral service, or for those lawyers who are interested in participating in the service, information can be found at the website www.pabar.org, and they can also call if they prefer, 1-800-692-7375.
You mentioned earlier the Wills for Heroes program and your work with veterans. Getting legal representation or opinions and advice is vital for a lot of us, because you mentioned jobs and housing before. People of lesser means who might have issues with wills or just questions, legal clinics are vital services to us. And what does the PBA do for the community?
The PBA has a very strong and extremely active pro bono services. Our pro bono services have resources throughout the Commonwealth. They partner with the Pennsylvania Legal Aid Network, which is also called PLAN. We have extraordinary lawyers who make a difference every day. And we have a number of pro bono related committees within the Pennsylvania Bar Association. In addition to the Wills for Heroes, we have legal clinics for veterans and others, and lawyers from the PBA, from law firms, from legal aid, and the law schools provide legal needs clinics and specialized programs, such as for military veterans, discharge upgrade programs at the VA Medical Center sites around the state. And through our Military and Veterans Affairs Committee, the PBA runs legal need clinics at the Lebanon VA Quarterly, and recently started a clinic in Altoona at the Altoona VA. We also assist Legal Assistance of Southeast Pennsylvania with their monthly clinic at the VA hospital in Coatesville the second Wednesday of each month. And of course, we occasionally hold other legal needs clinics with legal aid programs throughout the state for those who are in need.
All right, we've been talking about the vets and we've been talking about the heroes, but now let's talk a little bit about other people.
Well, Pennsylvania enacted a statute in 2018, it's Act 21 of 2018, that expanded the rights of grandparents and other third parties to seek custody, and that includes both physical and legal custody of minor children when they meet certain criteria. By meeting certain criteria, they must have what's called standing. And standing is the legal term for the requirements that an individual must meet in order to be able to request certain relief in the court system. In a custody matter, a person who doesn't have standing is unable to ask the court to grant him or her custody or ask for such relief. So by enacting this statute, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has recognized that grandparents are playing an increasingly important role. And sadly, of course, the opioid crisis has contributed to that need. But this statute paves the way for grandparents to have additional opportunities when they have standing and when the situation is right to seek custody. And one of the services of the Pennsylvania Bar Association, we provide consumer pamphlets. And one of the pamphlets that can be obtained through the bar is a pamphlet entitled Understanding When Grandparents and Others Can Seek Custody. So that's another service that the Bar Association provides.
I didn't even ask you about the consumer services that you offer. And these pamphlets are vital.
Absolutely. The consumer legal information pamphlets that are provided, they aren't legal advice, but what they do is they steer people and they provide a resource to help people understand what they need to look for in looking for advice. So we have pamphlets on topics ranging from buying a home to how a lawyer can help you, to issues on aging, and of course, understanding when grandparents and others can seek custody. There are a number of pamphlets. I won't go through that whole list, but copies of them are available and can be obtained through the Bar Association. And this is part of what we provide as part of our duty to the public.
The dissemination of information is 80% of what you do, really. And
yes,
part of that is, and we're just going to touch upon that because we're actually running out of time. You want to explain the Pennsylvania judiciary first before we get into the evaluation commission? Pennsylvania's judiciary system is, we vote.
Absolutely. The Pennsylvania judiciary system is structured like a pyramid, and the Supreme Court is at the top of that pyramid. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court, and this is an amazing bit of information. I just find it thrilling to know that our Supreme Court, which is the highest court in Pennsylvania, is also the oldest appellate court in the nation. So I think we should be very proud of our longstanding history with the Supreme Court, which is a 7-member court under our Pennsylvania Constitution, our 2 intermediate appellate courts, which are the Superior Court that was established in 1895, and it's often the final arbiter of legal disputes because although the Supreme Court may grant a petition to review a decision of the Superior Commonwealth Court, the Superior Court is often the last word, and the Superior Court hears a tremendous number of cases. Their workload is just amazing, and they issue opinions and they hear arguments regularly, and it's often by a three-member panel. It can also be by what's called an en banc panel of 9 members of the court. And the Commonwealth Court is our other intermediate appellate court, and it's unique to Pennsylvania. It is primarily responsible for matters that involve state and local governments and regulatory agencies. The Commonwealth Court, although it's an intermediate appellate court, acts as a trial court when lawsuits are filed by or against the Commonwealth. So, again, those cases are generally heard by panels of 3 judges, but they can also hear cases, what's called en banc. monk.
And so these are extremely important positions, and we elect them. So we don't want it to just be a popularity vote. We want it to be an informed vote. And so when we hit the voting booth, we can actually look to our bar associations for local and for state races, and you evaluate the candidates.
The Bar Association does not evaluate them, but there is a Judicial Evaluation Commission. It is an independent commission that serves to better inform voters about appellate judicial candidates. And so the commission, which is independent of the Bar Association, provides information to help voters choose candidates, and it helps them choose those who are best suited to serve as fair, impartial, and knowledgeable jurists. And information, including the information about the candidates, can be found at PA Vote Smart, and that is the Judicial Evaluation Commission's website, and that is where the information can be found. It's an independent commission that doesn't consult with the PBA. It recommends candidates found to have the ability, legal ability, the experience, the temperament, and the integrity that are needed to provide satisfactory outstanding performance as appellate judges and justices.
And they come by highly recommended, recommended, and not recommended. And not recommended can also include candidates who just don't choose to participate, because this is voluntary. If a candidate submits his or her name to be reviewed, they are doing this knowing that they will get a rating from you.
That is correct. That is correct. A candidate may be on that PA Vote Smart as not recommended because they did not participate in the evaluation process. And it is the candidate's choice to participate or not participate.
And you know what? When I go into the voting booth, I always have my list handy because I can't interview the candidates. And I don't know that I would understand the temperament or the experience level required for these positions that have an impact on our daily lives. So, and that is just a great service that is available to us from the Pennsylvania Bar Association. And now we have to wrap things up, believe it or not. And let's do a fun one now, because,
okay,
you know, promoting the future of the profession is also part of what you do. You're not just working with students of law, you're working with potential students of law, and you have a mock trial competition that is actually statewide and one of the biggest in the country.
Pennsylvania mock trial program is one of the stars in our universe. It is one of the largest in the nation, and it's the PBA YLD mock trial competition because our young lawyer division coordinates that. Nearly 300 high school student teams from across the state act as lawyers and witnesses. They actually put together a trial. And we have lawyer volunteers who assist the students by, first of all, serving as team advisors, but also, when the trial is finally reached, they serve as scorekeepers, regional coordinators, juries, and we have judges who participate, volunteer lawyers serving in that capacity as well. So the competition begins in January, and it runs until the end of March each year. The winning team goes on to represent Pennsylvania in a national competition in May. So in 2018, in your local area, Laura, the the Southeastern Pennsylvania region had more than 85 schools participating from Chester, Delaware, Bucks, Philadelphia, and Montgomery counties. And you should be proud to know that some examples of winning teams from Philadelphia County are Germantown Friends School came in second in 2019, Roman Catholic High School was second in 2017 and competed in state competition in 2014, 15, 16, and there are many others, including Chester County B. Reed Henderson High School was second in 2010. So the mock trial competition is a wonderful way for young people to participate in our system and see firsthand just how exciting and important important access to justice and the practice of law is.
And teachers can go to your website, and communities, school districts can go there?
Yes, they can.
And, of course, that place is pabar.org for the Pennsylvania Bar Association. For more information about My Clean Slate, go to mycleanslatepa.com. And because we are in an election year, get that voter's guide. Go to pavotesmart.com. And here's where I thank my guest, the president of the Pennsylvania Bar Association. And John, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Laura.
I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Philadelphia Focus.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.